his like blog or whatever, and he winds up attracting the attention of a fan, and it's like this girl who like comes all the way to his house and tracks him down, and she has Asperger's, and but like it's actually portrayed really well. Like it's about them living together and like the struggles of living with somebody who is suffering from a mental illness, and it's really respectfully presented. And it's really, really interesting. Like, I feel like it's coming from a place of somebody who actually knows what they're talking about with regards to mental illness.
Either they've had a friend or a loved one or something, but they know how it is. And it's just, it's really heartbreaking, but also really kind of hopeful. And it has lots of touching moments and lots of sad moments. And yeah, it's a
the
very
way,
good
the way, like, sometimes her behavior, like, runs out of control in mm-hmm. ways you like don't expect.
No,
and it's like there's some points. Deep like mental scar.
God, yeah. And there's just points where it's like, what can I do? And it's like, there's with this there's nothing you can do but just be there for them. And it's just, it's awful.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was you that recommended me that too, so thank you for that as well.
Oh, good. You're welcome.
Yes, I'll need to actually catch up on it. I've fallen far behind on that. As Guka said, sometimes it's too painful to read, yes.
Oh god, thoughts on Yumekui Mary end. God damn it, is that how it ends? Does she fucking vanish? Oh man, that's annoying as hell. Fuck that. That really sucks. I remember watching the Yumekui Mary anime many years ago and enjoying it. And I was like, oh, I'll read the manga someday. Fuck. I guess not now.
Not now. Not ever. Rip.
Rip.
Okitachi ga yarimashita. Nani is that?
I'm looking around my music library for some good shit to play.
Oh, some of that Maiden Abyss OST. I've been rewatching that. It's... I know the OST is amazing. We all know it's amazing, but listening really closely and picking out components of why it is with the deep house sounds, just they're subtle. They're subtle when they're there, but they add such a, like, the piano can just be like, it's, you know, melancholic, quite not basic, but you